Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social.
All right, it's about to get lively in here. Hour number three, Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Darren McFarland, Willie Donick, Chase McCabe, and a guy that hasn't been a stranger to this show over the years as we scramble to get him headphones. I don't know what we're doing. We should have been on top of that. But a man that I said earlier, and I'm going to say it to his face and let him know that I'm not saying it just because he's in here. I think, one, if you're going to have a position in the league and you're going to pay people and it's going to fill a roster spot like a punter or a kicker or a long snapper or a fullback, and that counts as a roster spot, and, oh, by the way, you pay them money, then why can't – if they're great at what they do, why can't they be in Canton? Why can't they be in the Hall of Fame? I mean, I don't – it's like, well, yeah, but he's just a – well, wait a minute. You pay them. They're on your roster spot, and – hold on, we got to get Max. I don't think Max has got the button. Can hear low. Let's bring in Lorenzo.
Activate the mic.
There we go. You're absolutely right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like a good neighbor, the fullback is there.
Coach, I was waiting for that. I was waiting to get that in.
I was just saying. I'm biased. I've told you. By the way, I thought you've been
consistent. I appreciate that.
You know. You were fantastic at what you did. I think you're crazy to do what you did for the period of time that you did. But you know what? You look at your record, your track record, where you were and what the running backs did and the success that they had. And, oh, by the way, I don't believe it was a coincidence that you were there and they had those type of seasons. You were great at what you did, and I think that that should be rewarded. That's just my opinion.
And I'm greatly appreciative you guys, you know, feel that way, and thanks for having me on the show. Love coming on the show. We always have a ball. I think that there should be a fullback in there, and I know there are some fullbacks that are in there, Franco Harris, but those are the times when they were in the split back, so mm-hmm. they didn't necessarily have a true fullback that's going downhill, going to their hair glass. I think there's several guys that should be on that list, and they are, you know, you look at Larry Sinners, what he did for the Arizona Cardinals, how good he was at chipping and blocking. Sam Gash, another great fullback that I think that, you know, had a Hall of Fame type of career. I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about Moose Johnson, what he was able to do for Emmitt Smith. He's on that list as well. You look at Mike Allstott. There's different guys that brought a different flavor to the game that no doubtably they should. You're right. Kickers, punters, those guys are a part. People can't stand kickers, and all of a sudden they love them once they make a kick. And how much did they love Del Greco when he missed that chip shot against, you know, Baltimore? If they're loved and they're hated. But they are in the Hall of Fame, and I do believe that you should honor this fullback position. If it's not me, one of these guys, in my opinion, should definitely be worthy of it.
Well, what are you told, Lorenzo? Like, why they don't do that? I mean, I know it's not glorified. It's not a glorified position. Yeah. You gravitate to the left tackle or the wide receiver or the running back or the quarterback. Right. But why? Why not?
You know what? It's interesting because some say, well, they don't play enough plays. But every time a fullback's in there, they're usually at the point of attack. You think about when they're running at those guys. You had Hall of Famer, you know, Bruce Matthews and all those guys, which undoubtedly, but did they run every single time to that spot? Is that the point of attack? It's no different. So you look at how many times they run the individual, it sort of evens out when you're talking about over the time of fullbacks in there. So I look at certain teams that still use it. I look what the San Francisco 49ers are doing, and look what they're doing with Cal Juszczyk. Here's a guy that gets downhill. He's blocking. He's catching. He's doing a lot of great things. He is a focal point of that offense because he's tough. He's physical, and that's why Baltimore hated to see him go, but you see what he's doing in San Francisco. So there's still some guys out there. You look at Kansas City. They use Raiders. So you just hope that this fullback position comes back, and that's why I got the hat on.
Yep. Make fullbacks great again. I love it. I've told this story many, many times. I've told it when you've been on here. I'll never forget walking out of then Adelphia Coliseum with you into the players' parking lot. At the time, I was stringing for like Sporting News Radio, and they would always want a player from the winning team. And so you guys did obviously a lot of winning that year at home. And so I had asked you to call into Sporting News, and so I was walking out to the car with you, and it was at the end of the year, and you'd just beaten the Jags. And they finished, you know, their regular season 14-2. We know their two losses. And I remember saying to you, just me and you talking before I was going to hand you the phone. And you said, I said, what if you play Jacksonville again? Lorenzo, what's going to happen? You're like, they know what's going to happen. I'm like, what do you mean? It's like, we're going to beat them again. I'm like, three times in 1 year? And you, without any hesitation, you said, oh, they know it. We can see it in their eyes. They know they can't beat us.
And you can,
and I'll never forget that. 20 years ago, I'll never
crazy.
Forget that.
Because it was like yesterday. It was so vivid. We're sitting there, and you're like, man, if you guys play Jacksonville three times, I said, dude, they know. When you line up against another guy, and you feel that, and you go in there, especially when you're running lead draw, and you're running a play, and you hit them, and you just see them kind of their eyes. They look at you. Guys usually talk junk. And then if you hit them again, and you just see them starting to, okay. And then they come at you, and they might try to give you a shoulder. They might try to slip you. They don't want it. And when we played Jacksonville that year, earlier that year in Tennessee, the second time we beat them, we lined up and you watch Eddie carry the ball probably 10 times in a row. It was that night game. And we just went downhill on them, and they tapped out and said no more. And when you get in that situation and you know you're going to see that team again, if you come out and impose your will and take their first punch, they'll come out again, kind of like Muhammad Ali, that fight where he said, what's my name game? What's my name fight where the guy said, your mama named you Clashes. I'm going to call you Clashes. I'm not going to call you Muhammad. And Muhammad could have knocked him out, and he kept on going. Finally said, Muhammad, what's your name? Muhammad. That's that game. That's that Jacksonville game. If you just stay on them, keep at them, you know they're going to quit. And that's why we motorboated them. Motorboated them in that last game. Make it three.
To get to that third time, there had to be a memorable game here on it started off on a Saturday morning, cold game against the Buffalo Bills, who happened to be here in town this weekend.
Yeah.
So you know where I'm going with this.
Absolutely.
What happened in that game?
Yeah, I think it was only 16 seconds left in that game.
Because anytime we ask Derek about it, he doesn't remember. So,
well, that's because he was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Yeah, he got knocked out that game.
He was. D-Mace is soft. So you guys, be sure, print it, write it. He checked out of the game. That was supposed to be him. That wasn't supposed to be Dyson. That was supposed to be D-Mace. And, you know, he had a concussion, so he couldn't come back in the game. And then Ike Berg couldn't do it, which was the second guy. And Kevin Dyson was like the third or fourth guy.
Who had never practiced.
Right.
Never.
That's why he was almost a lateral, because he was running instead of staying back. And they had to, of course, review it, and we know what the results were. But that play is we're doing the 100, top 100 plays in the National Football League. And here's a play that's in the top five in the history of the game. And when you watch that play and you look at – the late, great Steve McNair, you watch him on the sideline, you look at Eddie, and you look at all those guys, Eddie's on a knee. Let's face it, thought it was over. I mean, you look at the head coach, the fans. I mean, it was so quiet in that stadium before that play. You just saw everyone's heads down. Yep. You could feel the vibe. It was so quiet, they said that they were leaving. They were leaving. They heard a noise in the corner, and they looked over, and they said they saw a mouse peeing on a sponge. That's how quiet it was. So, but then, trust me, it got loud when that play started.
I know you've told us. I remember you saying that you knew. They were going to kick to you, right?
God, you got a memory like an elephant. Bro.
Not really.
No, you're on this.
This stuff is coming together today. I don't know why.
Yeah, I remember.
Usually they're going, Darren, that's not what was said.
No, Darren, what was said. No, absolutely, 1,000%. Alan Lowry calls it playing it. At the time, it's called home run throwback. He calls us, huddle up. We're trying to find a guy to go because the guys are down. They finally get, the guys that's going to run the play. And we break the huddle. Everyone's getting lined up. I go to Frank, pulling sidebar conversation. I said, Frank, they're kicking this ball to me. Because at practice during the week, I could throw it, but I had my pads off. Usually it's on Friday or Saturday, so you're not wearing all the neck rolls and all the other stuff. So, I could throw it if I desired and all that stuff. And I think that's why I think maybe – Kevin Dyson probably thought that I was going to throw it. So that's why maybe he was even up a little far. But I told Frank, come get this ball because they're going to kick. And it's crazy. When the ball was up there, it just seemed like forever. And I'm like, okay, here it comes. And I remember like, okay, tuck your arms. Make sure you do. You're going through all those fundamentals. Yeah. You're like, I can't be the one. And like when I made the catch, it was like, hallelujah. At least I got that. I know I got the ball. Now I can, I can get it back to Wycheck. And just watching that play, making the block, and just hearing the crowd start. It's sort of like a, you know, when someone sings the national anthem at the end, they give them that last note and they just scale it up. It's a crowd just got louder and louder as, you know, Dyson continued to run down the sideline. It was awesome.
Lorenzo Neal is with us. So I know it's been said a lot. In fact, we talked to Coach Lowry just a few weeks ago. So he's helping out with a local high school team now over at Ravenwood High School. But when you guys practice it every week, did they practice kicking it to the different guys? So if it went to you one week, or just so everybody would know what to do if it got kicked to a certain guy?
Yes, we practiced that. And if it's kicked to me, I could throw the ball. You have the option to do a lot of different things. So I don't know if Alan told you that, but you had the option, whoever wanted to throw the ball. And I didn't want to throw it for some reason. I just wanted to catch it. And
so did you practice flipping it to Frank in practice? No, you had practiced throwing it.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's
you kind of made it up. Frank, we're adding a wrinkle here. Yeah. I'm giving it to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it worked out great for us. And it's ironic this weekend. I'm here going to be in Franklin signing autographs. We're doing that, Mason and I, you know, for autograph signings, you know, celebrating the 20 years, how many years it's been. And also they're playing the Buffalo Bills this weekend. And just excited to be in town, excited to see a lot of the fans. Because those moments, they're ingrained in your mind. And that's why you and I, when we had our conversation in the parking lot, all the different times, those are moments that you never forget. Those are the moments that this is the reason why you guys are in radio. That's the reason why I'm in radio. It's the reason why we love sports. There is a moment that you became a fan. It was me as a young kid watching Chuck Muncy, Kellen Winslow, Dan Fouts, Charlie Joyner, Wes Chandler, watching the San Diego Chargers and Don Coryell when I was a young kid and always watching them lose to the Miami Dolphins. Just couldn't get over that. You know, and it's, those are those moments that you just like become that true fan. And there's moments that people that are driving, going to work or wherever they may be at their lunch break right now, it's moments that you love that makes people the fans.
You know, we've said there were a lot of great memories at that stadium. We've talked a lot of former players that came in as the opposition and said at that time it was definitely the place nobody wanted to go. But no one, you'll never be able to recreate that when Dyson got in, that noise. What that stadium, I always say it felt like it was bouncing.
It was bouncing.
I mean, you'll never be able to recreate something like that.
Okay.
Even the greatest college football atmosphere with 100,000, you couldn't create the 69,000 there that day in that moment.
This is another part of it that I always remember. You mentioned how quiet it was before they kicked it to you, but also after the frenzy of they score and then that seemingly endless, the guy goes into the little movie theater there and is looking. I mean, it was so quiet. And then it went from 0 to 100 again, right? Yeah. After he says, "We have a touchdown," you know?
He knew.
What was that like? It must have seemed like an hour he was in there, right?
It seemed like eternity. It wasn't about what did that seem like. What did it seem like for him?
Right.
As he comes in, when he's in there, like, okay, can we overturn this? Okay, is it obvious? No, it's not obvious. Is it close? Very close. Too close to call.
Yeah.
Then you can't overturn it. Do you know when he probably said, "I can't overturn"? Then they said, "Hey, look, you can't overturn. It's too close." Which even years now they do the simulation, say it definitely wasn't a forward lateral.
Right. Right.
But it was so close. I think if they would have called it a lateral, a forward pass, I don't know if they would have been able to reverse it.
No.
I think it was so close.
I think it was that close. Being fair and unbiased, I think that you couldn't. Either way, even years later, they were like, "Hey, this was definitely behind. It was definitely not a forward lateral. They got this call wrong." At that time, I just think it would have been hard to reverse. I do not want to be that official. Do you know if he would have said,
"Oh my gosh"?
He couldn't have got at it.
He would have had to start running right there.
I would have been. I was already walking over by him. Everyone's growling. You got to realize, you got all 53 other guys were growling. I mean, he was like, he's like, okay, is these dogs or these titans? What are they? So,
what were you guys talking about during that moment?
You know what? Was it a lateral? That's, you know what? Everyone said, was it legal?
Yeah.
You know, that's what everyone's saying. And we're saying the same thing that you guys are saying. What did that look like? Man, it's so close. I mean, I had
was
my friends
Frank
on
adamant? Was Frank like, it was definitely a lateral?
Man, it was a lateral on my arm. Hey, I do it. You know how Frank says. I'm telling you, it was back. Dyson went back. Watch it again. We're looking at it. We're all trying to be the officials on that play. But
happened to you, by the way, whenever you gave it to Frank? What was your...
I went right into block
mode. Okay, I was going to say,
a couple blocks. Okay. When you watch it again.
So you didn't see it.
I did not see the throw, but as I blocked, I engaged. It was really close. That play was really exciting how it all unfolded. Oh. It was awesome.
Oh, man. You got one more segment in you? I know you've been working a lot today.
Absolutely. I love you guys.
Low Neal on the other side.
Mason out, Low Neal in.
More with them on Darren, Donick, and Chase next.
Dyson and Bird are deep. Taken by Neal. He gives it to Wycheck. Wycheck, that looked like a forward pass. Taken by Dyson. Dyson down the sideline. Dyson's going to go all the way. And there is no flag. There no flags on the play. It is a touchdown, but we need to look at that replay.
All that's missing is the band.
That's right. That's the only thing.
That's awesome.
There you go. Mike Patrick and Joe Theismann. Wow. And there were 300,000 people that told us they were at that the game that
right,
moment.
Right, right, 300,000 people. Right, yeah. Right. I was there.
No, it was 69. And by the way, as we said, people were leaving.
No question.
People were leaving. We know. We've talked to people. The bridge, we saw people going across, and all of a sudden they're sprinting back to the – because they could hear the crowd roaring. They're trying to get back in.
They were trying to get back in.
Yeah, they were trying to get back in. You left.
You can't come back
in. That night, guys, I remember going to dinner. My mom was in town, and family was in. I went to some steakhouse. The line's out the door. Walk in, hey, Neil. Come in. Put me – gave me a table. I mean, my bill was probably like $700, $800. Mr. Neal, we got you.
Yeah.
I, of course, left a nice tip, but it was like that play. I mean, it seems like I played here for 20 years.
It does. Because,
honestly, it seemed like if you ask me, I mean, before San Diego, I thought, you know, had to, you know, play for some other teams, you know, play for the Saints, you know, play for Tampa Bay. I'm telling you, there is no feel like Nashville. I mean, the fans – the people. People ask me all the time, even in California. San Diego was great because we won. We had some elite teams like this. Just didn't, unfortunately, didn't ball didn't bounce the right way. But people ask me, where is the best places to play? Nashville and San Diego. The fans, the people, and just the culture here. This place is unbelievable, and I think everyone's on to it now. You can see how it's booming. This is a friggin' great sports town, and people are loyal. That's what I love.
Yeah.
By the way, number four in the best plays of all time.
Number four?
I had a top five.
It's the fourth.
It's number four. Yeah.
Gosh, okay.
In the NFL, this is season 100, and so NFL films and the NFL, they've gotten together. They've got a top 100 plays, characters, teams. They got a lot of stuff that they're doing with this. So
we, do we medal in the Olympics at four? Is that a
not quite?
Not quite. You're not quite on the podium there. Yeah.
So what's ahead of it? The catch,
and that's a questionable.
Yeah.
This is like the throwbacks catch.
Yeah,
I guess, so.
I'll look up.
It depends on who you ask.
Right, exactly.
While you're doing that, Willie, I do want to tell everybody that, in all seriousness, this is spectacular. I didn't see the list till Lorenzo Neal handed it to me during the break. But hey, the factory in Franklin.
Yes, in Franklin.
There's Music City Sports Collectibles. Autograph guests include Pete Rose, Earl Campbell,
Earl
who was
Pearl.
Out of practice. Yep. By the way, we were just talking about this earlier. That's the first time he's been here?
Yeah.
We did not know that.
And
that is unbelievable.
Man. Well, he's dealing with some illness, and he's been such an awesome man. I love that
man,
guy.
Man, he was awesome to watch. When he played, Bobby Hull will be there. Of course, Lorenzo Neal, Kevin Dyson, Jayon Brown, D-Mace. As some of the Titans, you got Victor Arvidsson, Rocco Grimaldi. Out there on the representing the Predators, there's going to be 75 tables. This is going to be really cool. And
really
for more details, go to thegamenashville.com under the events tab. So this weekend, what, today, tomorrow, and Sunday, is that right?
Yes, sir. 3 days. It's going to be awesome. Come out there tonight. Dyson's going to be signing. I'm going to be signing. Got, you know, some great legends of baseball, basketball, football. They're going to be all out there. So definitely want to come out. This is a great weekend. Got the Titans and the Bills. You know, what a coincidence. Excited about watching that game. Excited about seeing that game. When you guys look at these two teams, both of them are, you know, both coming off. One had a big win. Tennessee had a huge win against Atlanta that went in there and played smash mouth football. Playing against a Buffalo team that plays good defense, the biggest question they have, just like the Titans have, is the quarterback, the trigger man. How do you guys see this game? How do you guys see this matchup?
We were just reading Allen's still in concussion protocol. He's got till tomorrow afternoon to clear. Doesn't look like he's going to play. At least, I don't know. But that changes things. Josh Allen, I mean.
Did you want to see – who would you rather see? See, I'd rather see Allen far as just throwing the ball. Allen, yeah, he's big, physical, can run.
Yep.
But, you know, the backup sometimes when you look at some of these teams, Jacksonville, are they better right now? I think probably so. If you look at Carolina Panthers are better without Cam Newton. Let's just face it. A not healthy Cam Newton, they are better. And a lot of these teams with their backups, you're seeing that they're stepping up and playing big. So it's going to be interesting to see this matchup. I'd rather have seen Josh Allen than McCown. Who are you going to see?
I want to see Marcus Mariota put together another solid game like he did. I mean, it's consistency. That's what we talk about every week.
Is he going to be here? Is he the quarterback of the future? How do you guys – honestly, no.
Last year of the contract.
I know.
We've talked about it all summer, the last couple years. It's just – it's such an amazing thing because it's not clear cut.
Is he going
to
be like?
If he was terrible, it'd be an easy thing to say. Okay, it's time to move on. And if he was great, that would be easy. It'd be like, all right, fill out the check, give him what you need to pay him. But he's right in the middle.
Do you do what Jacksonville did with Bortles? Give him a 2-year extension. Is it that bad? Do you think he was more serviceable than Bortles?
I think he's better than Bortles. So, I would take him over.
So
Bortles.
He's had
way more better games than Bortles has, I think.
So you guys let him go all together, or do you say, let's do a 2-year deal, bring in another guy to be this, you know, the predecessor? How do you handle it then?
Well, the problem is, as you know, quarterback position, a 2-year deal, what do you give him? I mean, you give him $25 million a year? What's the number? You can't get him on the cheap anymore.
Yeah, I think you can get him for anywhere from 10 to 15. Here's it.
Really?
Because here's why. Kirk Cousins just jacked it up.
Yeah.
They Washington Redskins let him go, which I know Gruden's in horrible shape there now. But when did he win 10 games? And I get tired of this perception of it's the quarterback. It's Tom Brady. Now, when you say Tom Brady and Patriots, I get that. You say Drew Brees and the Saints, I get that. But when you're starting to say a lot of these quarterbacks' name and you're saying it's – no. You look at why they want to turn the keys over to Baker Mayfield. It's not Baker Mayfield in the Browns. It's freaking Nick Chubb in the Browns. If they run the ball and they're consistent and then they can pass, then it becomes that. There's a lot of teams out there. You look at Philadelphia, Carson. He's another quarterback that he's good, but when they're running the ball, they're better. When you look at a lot of these teams that are out there right now that we're talking about, even with Jacksonville, all these teams that are out there, Jacksonville last week, the young backup quarterback does well, but they're better when they run in the ball too. When you have balance, go look at – you tell me when you have balance, you have a better chance to win, and that's what I think that this league has gone away from, and they're just trying to turn these guys loose. Look no further than Jared Goff. When Jared Goff doesn't have a great running game, that play action, downfield, all the schemes, it don't work. The pocket doesn't hold up. People can turn their ears loose and get back there, pin their ears loose. So I just believe that this league has to show more balance. They're just thinking these quarterbacks are Tom Brady's and Drew Brees. They're not out there and they can't do it.
Well, and Mariota's so good at play action. What do you need for play action?
Good running.
And Derrick Henry, when they're handing him the football, he's one of those backs. You were in this league for a long time that you need to keep handing him the ball.
Keep feeding him.
That's how they get better. And you hand him the ball close to 20 times a game, he's going to produce.
Yeah.
Would you like to block for him?
Dude, I'd love to. He's tough. He's physical. He gets downhill. He runs behind his pads. And there's another guy out there that, you know, we talk about Hall of Fame. Eddie George is a Hall of Famer. You think about the way that he ran, how physical he was. He's never heard any bad things. He was a great person. And you look at the running backs that are in the Hall of Fame. And Terrell Davis, all due respect, 2,000 yards.
You cannot tell
me that Eddie 2-7 shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame if Terrell Davis is in the Hall of Fame. And you look at his numbers, you look what
he's done. Completely agree.
Eddie George, he should be in the Hall of Fame if you look at his numbers and the way that the guy played.
100% agreements.
Right, let's have some fun.
Let's do it.
Kevin Dyson and the home run throwback with Low Neal, Frank, is number 4 in the NFL's 100th anniversary, top 100 plays of all time. Kevin Dyson is also involved in play number 11, the slant reaching for the 1-yard line.
Against the Rams.
So Kevin Dyson's part of 4 and 11. That's pretty cool.
Okay.
All right, so you guys have to guess what the three that have topped that, according to the
– I got one.
The committee that put this in.
I'll let you guys go next. I'm going with the Holy Roller. Is that one
– The Holy Roller, is that the Ken Stabler?
Yes.
It is not in the top 3.
You talking about
Oh, they were talking about different plays as in the top three, so I got to do one out there because I already know the frame. Oh, go ahead and let you guys
know. Oh, have you seen it? We have not.
I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
You guys don't know. Okay, because I have it here.
Why don't you
it's
lay
not
out?
It's not the Holy Roller. Okay. I didn't see that in the top. It's not in the top 10. Okay. It might be in the top 100.
So what he's asking us is there's 100 plays in the NFL, and they did a countdown. And right now we're in the top five.
Okay.
So we know the Music City Miracle is number four.
Yep.
So he's asking us collectively as a group, what are the three
ahead?
What are the top three ahead?
Yeah. Mm.
The Immaculate Reception.
Reception was where I was going.
That is number
Raiders
one.
Raiders and Steelers.
That is number one.
Yep.
That's
number one.
Like,
and that's
like
controversial.
The Music City Miracle is...
Controversial.
A little controversial, yeah. Because at the time, you were not allowed as an offensive player. It couldn't go off an offensive player to another offensive player. So Frenchie Fuqua, the guy that Terry Bradshaw was trying to throw to... He collides with Jack Tatum.
Yep.
Right.
And it was close. Did it hit him? Did it not hit him?
Right.
Franco grabs it and goes all the way. But if it hit him at the time, that would have been an illegal play.
Right.
So John Madden and all the Raider fans still think they got hosed on that.
They just like the Tuck rule with Brady, huh?
I'm sure that never comes up in your show.
How about the catch? Joe Montana and Clark.
Lorenzo Neal has got that one.
It.
That is number two.
Dwight
Clark.
Dwight Clark, rest in peace. Love that guy, by the way. Awesome.
Did you get a chance to get to know him?
Yeah, I worked with him.
Did you?
Comcast, yeah. And always just lit up the room.
Yeah.
Just a great man, great person. And your thoughts and prayers with his family. He went into a lot of the foundation and stuff for a charity to be able to, you know, help with Alzheimer's and all that stuff. So it was tough to see guys like that, and especially guys that you played with. You know, I think Frank's dealing with some issues from some of the guys that I played with, and it's scary when you see guys that you played with, guys you know, and they're gone. They're leaving too soon, and life is it's short.
Anyways. All right, well, you're on a roll.
One more.
This is the tough one. We're looking for number three.
Okay. Number three.
We got two of them. Come on, guys. I need some.
I know.
Hey, I've been leading the way.
He has.
I did my job.
Listen, yes. I got on your hip.
Is it something? Is it the Cowboy? Give us a team.
Okay, I will say it's a play that happened in the Super Bowl.
Say it.
Is this...
Give us a team. Give us one team.
Santonio Holmes.
Santonio Holmes is number six.
Okay.
The tiptoe against the Cardinals, that is number six.
But give us a team to play.
How about
you want
Malcolm
any more hints?
Butler?
Malcolm Butler is number five.
Mm.
You guys are all over this.
Okay.
It's pretty good. Malcolm Butler's interception at the goal line for the Patriots against the Seahawks is number five.
Is it a Cleveland? Is it Cleveland involved?
Cleveland is not involved. This is
Give us some teams.
Elway helicopter.
It might give it away.
Just give us a team. Come on, help us out, Coach.
There is a New York team involved.
New York team.
Joe.
Nope.
The bubble gum. The bubble gum catch. David Tyree.
We see that's a team effort.
Very good team effort.
Do we agree with that?
Number three. I might go Music City Miracle above that one. We're a little biased here.
I mean, it was a good catch. Number three.
Oh, it was a great catch.
It was.
It was not a touchdown.
It was definitely a catch though.
It was a catch.
No controversy.
So the two plays that are, you know.
I mean, Eli Manning, what he did to get the ball, just not avoiding the sack and then just throwing it there, and then the catch was pretty remarkable. But number three, that's debatable.
Okay. Hey, you've already been working all day. We've kept you long enough.
Thank you guys. I enjoyed it. Come out and come out to the autograph sign and come hang out. Come out to Franklin, see what we're doing. And I appreciate it. Anytime you guys need me on the show.
Yeah,
you're the best.
No worries. Cheers, guys.
The Factory in Franklin. This guy, Lorenzo Neal, D-Mace, Dice, the whole crew. And by the way, you heard it. Earl Campbell.
Earl the Pearl.
I mean, come on.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Your chance to meet Earl Campbell, Pete Rose, give me a break. You got to go out there this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Lo Neal, always good to see you.
Good to be seen, brother.
Continued
you guys are great.
Success out in the Bay Area. Keep up the good work. We'll come back more of Darren Donick and Chase on the other side. ESPN 102.5, The Game. Oh, you could do that all day with Lorenzo Neal. He's awesome. He is awesome. Of course, in town is... You just heard us talking about it. Hey, in all seriousness, get out to the Factory in Franklin this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You can meet guys like him and talk to these guys forever, get their picture, autograph Pete Rose, Earl Campbell. The list goes on and on. There's going to be Predators players out there, Rocco Grimaldi, Victor Arvidsson. This is going to be quite the collectible show out in Franklin today, tomorrow, and Sunday. And how about that timing to have him in town as the Titans get ready to play the Bills? And we're watching Home Run Throwback. We were watching the Music City Miracle again during the break.
Now, this is a little bit
and
of a bummer.
And it was funny. We watched Lorenzo, as he said, he did give the ball to Frank and then turned and made the hit. But then, as I pointed out to him, I was like, but then you peeked. You turned around and you were peeking at the play. You were watching that play. So he did have a little bit of a view.
I mean, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
A couple of details that I noticed because I'm watching the NFL film's coverage of it is Lorenzo hands the ball to Frank. He didn't flip it to him, right? It's not a classic handoff either, like the way you're taught. He reaches the ball out and says, here, you take this thing. And that the way he does it, he still is able to look and figure out who he's going to block. And Frank threw the ball with no strings. He had the ball, you know, usually, you adjust the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And you put your fingers on the strings of the ball. He didn't do that. He threw a perfect spiral. And the camera angle, there are certain camera angles that look, you're like, there's no way that could be a lateral. But only the one, they had a film camera basically right along the line. And that's when you can see that it is straight across. It's not back, but it's not forward, right? So straight across is legal. And the call on the field, thankfully, was that it was illegal. Play. There's another guy too. Watch this, you guys. This is not good radio. But when Frank throws it, there's a guy for the Bills that is unblocked that for whatever reason doesn't really
kind of peels
pressure
off.
Him. Yeah, he kind of peels off. I don't know if he's afraid. Now, so watch this. There's a Bills player that's coming in from the opposite side. Like Lorenzo catches it. And Kevin Dyson, by the way, is right behind.
Next to him, yeah.
Yeah, right behind him before he fans out and goes for the lateral. So Lorenzo hands it to him. He blocks one guy, but watch this guy come in from the side. He just
59.
He stops. He doesn't, 59.
He kind of backed off.
He doesn't really hit him as he throws. Pretty interesting.
Huh. Well, that would have been roughing the passer. He didn't want to get a roughing the passer.
Would that roughing the lateraler?
By the way, all the folks in town visiting from Buffalo listening to the show, welcome.
Yeah, I'm sure you're loving this
discussion.
Welcome
to town.
I've yet to meet a Bills fan who does not think that was.
Oh yeah, of course.
I mean, they will not.
No,
they will not. They will argue all day and say it was not legal.
So is it list time? Is that what we're doing?
Yeah, just let's get Curtis in here real quick. Well, Curtis, what's up?
Hey, I just had wanted to put my neighbor on the list.
Oh, so okay. Hold on. Okay,
that's all right.
Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't know that.
He can't wait to
all
get the neighbor
Curtis,
on the list.
Hold on. Let's go
you
on.
You blew and, through the stop sign.
I didn't know. I didn't know what this. Okay,
we so, played the open. Everything.
Let's go on. And, okay, yeah. We kind of got sidetracked with Lone Nil. Sorry. We get memory lane. And
no, you're good.
You just made the list. By the way, WWE Monday Night Raw tickets on the line. So let's load them up. Curtis, you are going to be first. 615-737-1025. 737-1025. Tell us who or what is on your list. This is a time to release and feel better. Maybe you're a Buffalo fan. Maybe this has set you up for your list. Maybe this discussion piece this hour has not been very comforting for you. But tell us who or what is on your list. All right, let's get Curtis to get us started. Curtis, sorry about that. Go ahead. The floor is yours.
Somebody's texting your neighbor right now and going, he's about to put you on the list. Curtis is about to put you on the list.
I don't know where my neighbor bought what I swear to God has to be the loudest Halloween decorations of all time, but he put them motion activated before he went out of town.
So are these like people? Night, like what are they doing that's so loud? What do these things do?
It's this like giant inflatable witch that I guess crackles or laughs, just this annoying screechy noise. And every time, like, I don't know if it's just leaves going by, but it goes off like 300 times a night. I wanted to go over there and just pop it and just put money on his door. But yeah, it is so loud. And I don't know when he's coming back into town, but he better hurry, or he won't have Halloween decorations when he gets back.
How long has this been up, Curtis? How long is this? Is October 4th?
3 nights.
Three nights. Since the first day of October, your neighbors put up the Halloween stuff.
Oh, yeah, but they go all out, and it's really nice for my, you know, I bring my nieces over to look at it and stuff, but it's just, I don't know, this one is just, it's super irritating. And just one last thing real quick, just to keep with tradition, I do need to put Chris Godwin on the list, just so he'll have a big game against the Saints this week.
Okay, great, he's on my fantasy team. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
I could use another big game. You too. Godwin has had quite the year. Although, by the way, you know, we talked about this so much with Mariota. This is kind of what everybody was hoping for, right? Then Winston right now is responding. Both of these guys, critical years, going into their final year. And so far, Winston's looked really good.
It'll be interesting to see the Redskins quarterback respond on Sunday. Did you guys see what just came out?
No.
Colt McCoy will start for the Washington Redskins. Yeah,
what a mess. Everybody.
And now there's a report that Jay Gruden didn't want
Haskins. Oh, yeah. No, there's serious tension. It is extremely awkward. The reason that he has not been, so forthcoming with Dwayne Haskins is because it's coming out that Jay Gruden wanted no part of drafting Dwayne Haskins.
We've heard that story before. In other places, I think we remember that was the case here.
Yeah. Yep.
With VY.
Number 10.
VY. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to give you credit. You were saying that as prolific as he was at Ohio State, that you were concerned. Some people were telling you he may not be the best prospect.
We had a previous producer that kind of mocked me for saying that.
Yeah, I remember
he
that.
Was like,
on the air. On the air.
You're out of your mind. Dwayne Haskins is a sure. So,
it's early.
And look, it's very early. It's very early. But they look like
doubters.
A hot mess. And unfortunately for Jay Gruden, he looks like he's dead man walking. That's what
it looks
like.
Yeah, he's, I mean, at 0-4,
it's just a matter of when.
I don't even know if he makes it to week 8.
Yeah,
if this continues.
I think he's a good coach. I think the Redskins are the hot mess. It kind of goes back to our previous discussion. I think it's more about what's above Jay Gruden, because that's just the Redskins. They just, he has, you know, as other coaches have found out, they don't make very good decisions. And there's a lot of chaos and craziness up above the head coach. All right, we'll come back. A slew of phone calls. Curtis, thanks for getting us going. We'll come back. We'll rip through your calls. Who or what is on your list? 737-1025. We'll do that to wrap up the third hour of Darren, Donick, and Chase. That's next.
It's time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gums and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I'm the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick 6, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
It is Pick 6 time. I don't know if we won a review or not. I don't think I've even looked at last week. This week, remember, what's different this year is you get an advantage if you call in. You can always get locked into our contest by going to thegamenashville.com. But if you call in and get locked into our contest, you get 2 top shelf picks. So there is a little advantage this year, and it has worked out as we have had tons of phone calls. And Max, you're saying right now it's kind of split down the middle between all the weeks. We've had half the winners that have called in and half the winners who have picked online. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I think that's fair. Last week we did have a caller who won. Only 2 callers out of, I think, 11 or 12 picked Northern Illinois who did not win, but they covered.
They covered.
So that was a big deciding point.
So
It came down to the total points tiebreaker between a caller and an online winner, and the caller got it.
There you go.
So with the extra top shelf.
Now you know why we have the extra top shelf and why we have the game total. So with that being said, I guess let's just throw it right back to you and let's review.
Let's do it. All right, so we came into this week. Darren and Chase both had 11, and Willie had 17. Northern Illinois at Vanderbilt. Commodores favored by 6.5. NIU went for 2 for no reason to make it a 6-point game. They lost by 6. I guess the thinking there, I've come to terms with this, the thinking there is you're going to go for 2 for the win if you do get another touchdown. So go for it in the lower pressure situation where Vanderbilt presumably will not spend a timeout to get ready for it. That's what happened. They got it easily, but the side effect of that is they did cover. All three of you picked Vanderbilt. Chase picked Vandy as his top shelf.
Oof.
So no points there.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Kentucky at South Carolina was not a close football game.
No.
South Carolina was favored by 3.5. They won by more than 3.5. The only person who picked South Carolina on our very lovely panel was Willie Donick, who is now gone, but hopefully listening. So that's a point for Willie. Titans and Falcons. You guys all picked the Titans. And they won, if I remember correctly. So yeah, that's a point for everybody.
Well, plus they were getting points.
They were getting 3.5 points. Sacks. Who had more sacks? The Falcons?
No.
No, the Titans.
The Titans.
The Titans had more. Okay. Yeah. Wasn't sure which way to score that one. The two of you, Darren and Chase, both had the Titans. Willie had the Falcons, and that was his top shelf, which I thought was a very random top shelf pick.
Wow.
That's a coin flip there. I mean, that's tough to predict.
Well, both teams had struggled
getting
to the quarterback, and the Titans definitely won that battle last Sunday.
I just thought it was a weird thing to put the top shelf on. I mean, it's the thing that you have it's the most random of the six, in my view. So that's two more for Willie and Darren.
Hope Willie's listening.
Or Darren and Chase.
Your question is pick. I like it.
And then Julio Jones over under 100 receiving yards. He was well under. Chase was the only person who picked the under.
Give me the under.
So a big point for Chase. And then the Brownies and the Ravens. Ravens were favored by 6.5. The Browns upset on the road. That is Darren's top shelf, OH. Chase picked the Browns. Willie picked the Ravens. So this is by far Willie's worst week. He got 2 points to go from 17 to 19. Chase gets 4 to go from 11 to 15. And Darren, as the only person who had his top shelf, also picks up 4. So it is now Willie 19, Chase 15, Darren 15.
Okay. Well, we're tied.
A little bit closer.
Yeah. I'm getting there.
All right.
Now this week.
Now let's pick. Let's make it official.
Number one. There we go.
Number one.
There's an echo in the room. Auburn at Florida. That's the Saturday 2:30 CBS game. Two ranked teams.
Oof.
Auburn's been on a roll. Auburn is favored by 2.5 in the Swamp. The Tigers favored over Florida by 2.5. What do you have?
I'm going to go Auburn. I think it'll be a good game, but I think Auburn's pretty good. And Florida has shown, even in their wins, they have shown some weaknesses. So I like War Eagle.
I think everybody's going to pick Auburn, and I get it. They should. It looks like Auburn is the better team. I just have a weird feeling. Like, why is that line 2.5?
Yeah.
Everybody's going to take Auburn. So you know what?
I'm going to
go the other way. I'm going to go Florida.
All right.
Just because. Usually the public is wrong.
Yeah.
That's why they have those beautiful casinos out there.
they're showing
Anderson going down at Madison Square Garden last night. Whoops. It looked like me out there on skates. All right.
Willie has not sent me his picks, even though he said he would.
He will.
So they will come later.
All right.
Number two.
All right. Georgia in Knoxville to take on the Vols. Will they be able to checkerboard that place? I don't know. We'll find out Saturday night. 6 p.m. kickoff, our time, ESPN. This is how this question's going to go. Georgia is favored by 24.5. That's
a lot.
Actually ridiculous that Tennessee has a home game, and they are a 24.5-point underdog. But here are your choices. A, the Vols lose by 12 points or less, which means if they win, obviously that fits into that category, okay? If you choose that category and it's correct, you get 2 points.
Okay.
Vols lose by 12 points or less, 2 points. B, UT loses between 13 and 24 points. That's worth a point. And also C is worth a point. The Vols lose by 25 or more.
Hmm.
Where are you going with this one?
Oof. I'm going to go
12 points or less or a win, we know.
Yeah.
That's 2 points. Between 13 and 24 is a point. 25 or more, which would be over the spread, that's also a point.
I'm going to go C.
Wow. You think they get housed?
Yeah, I do. I just don't think they have the offense to be able to keep up. And Georgia's got a big time offense and big time defense. I just think they're too good. I don't have a lot of faith in Tennessee.
There's really no reason to have any faith. I think I'm going to play the percentages on this. Maybe this is a bad strategy. Go against what everybody's going to say. Play the percentages. No. I'm going to go A.
Oh.
I'm going to go for it.
Oh. You're going for the deep pass.
I am. I'm going to go for it.
Okay. Interesting.
Number 3.
Vanderbilt is down in Oxford to take on Ole Miss. One, the listeners, we need a game total. And here is the question. That's a 6:30 kickoff that can be seen on SEC Network. A, either Keyshawn Vaughn, Kalijah Lipscomb, or Jared Pinkney will score a touchdown. You get a point if you think that one of those three score a touchdown in the game.
You get the big three.
Yep. Big three, they score a touchdown, one of them, you get a point. Or you can choose B and say none of them will score a touchdown, and you get 2 points.
Mm. Yeah, you have changed it up this week. Mm-hmm. I like it. I will go A.
You are saying yes, touchdown.
Yes.
Can we call this a yes or no for simplicity's sake? Yes, one of the three will score a touchdown, or no,
well,
they will not.
Well, that's why I said either. Yeah, but...
But A, okay. A and B is confusing.
Yeah, okay. So, yes.
Just for notations purposes.
If you choose yes, it's worth a point. If you choose no, and it happens, none of the big three, it's worth 2 points. You know, this one I'm going to have to go with, look, if Vanderbilt has any chance...
They have to
score. One of those three has to score. So, yes, I will go A, yes. One of them will score a touchdown.
Number 4.
Bills and Titans. We didn't do the game. By the way, we need a game total on Vandy Ole Miss. That'll be a lot more fun. Yep. Bills and Titans, I didn't want people calling in going, game total, 23.
6.
Game total, 11.
Yeah.
Game total, 19. So, have a little bit more fun with Vanderbilt and Ole Miss, which should be a high-scoring affair. Bills at Titans. Titans favored by 3.5.
Mm.
I'm going to go Titans, and I'm going to go top shelf.
I am also going Titans.
But not on the shelf.
I haven't decided on top shelf.
Okay.
I want to let it play.
Number 5. Over under Frank Gore rushing yards. Doesn't look good for Devin Singletary to play again. He's been out the last two games. Frank Gore is averaging 68.5 yards per game this season. Over under Frank Gore rushing yards, 70.5. 70.5. Over under. I'm going to go over.
Over? I will take the under. I like the Titans defense.
Okay.
Number 6.
Finally. Will either Deion Lewis, Jonnu Smith, or Adam Humphries score a touchdown? Yes or no? And, of course, the reason those three are on that list, because none of them have scored a touchdown yet. Can one of them score a touchdown on Sunday? Yes or no? Deion Lewis, Jonnu Smith, Adam Humphries.
I like that question. It's a good one. I'll say yes.
You say yes.
I'll say yes. I think Humphries could break through.
I'll go no. I'm going to stick with the theme this year.
And I will take Auburn as my top shelf.
Auburn is your top shelf. Okay. We'll have to get Willie's picks off air. We will come back and take your phone call. 737-1025. Get locked into pick six. Remember, you get two top shelves if you do it by phone. We'll come back and take your calls next on Darren, Donick, and Chase. ESPN 102.5 The Game.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.